bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts asking you to love us as your own and keep us as your dear children. We come praying, dear Father, that we come before your throne, that you will help us to understand all of the things that we must do in order to make heaven our home. So let us think of these things, ponder on them, and seek them out. And once we've learned what we need and ought to do, let us do these things diligently and humbly. We also pray to the Father that as we do these things that you have commanded of us, that we will always be willing to be aware of the fact that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We see the things of this world. Let us walk past them. Let us not fall in love with this present world and the things thereof, for there's no good end to them. Let us be the children of the Almighty God, going throughout the land and country, preaching the word of God to all of those we come in contact with, those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who are locked up in prison, and those who are homeless. Let us teach and preach the word of God to them boldly, so they can have a new perspective on life. We also pray, dear Father, that some kind of way we can put an end to all of the wars that are going on in the world, the kind of things that are taking people and destroying them, the kind of things that are destroying innocent people for no known or given reason. Help us preach so bold and so forcefully that we can reach those people and they can lay down their weapons and study war no more. We also pray, dear Father, that we, your children, will accept the burden that has been placed on us. Let us be willing to march wherever we have to and wherever we need to preach the word of God, so we can show the world where we stand as children of the Most High. We're also asking you, dear Father, to guide us and lead us and help us to be the steadfast children we should and ought to be. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we go, let us be willing to take our sick, take our shut in, and take our downtrodden and lift them up. Help them to come back to the fold. Don't let them stay out there and set and be lost. When they come back, let them have a repentant spirit and ask, what must I do to be saved? And once they've asked that, let us be willing to put our arms around them and teach them what thus saith the Lord. We're also praying to the Father that we, your children, will continue to come and sit down and hear the brothers preach your word. We know, dear Father, we're reaching out and we're carrying this word worldwide. We're praying, dear Father, that you will continue to help us do this. And as we do it, let us find favor in your sight. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who declare your word. Let them not grow weary in well-doing. Let them try their best to make their calling and election sure, preaching the word so they can give full proof of their ministry. We're also asking you, dear Father, that you will let us as your children lock hand in hand, arm in arm, and always show love toward one another. The kind of love that will stand when this world is on fire. The kind of love that will sweep us into glory. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, that we, your children, will find ways to humble ourselves and be loving and kind one toward another. Once we've done this here, we ask that you will look down upon us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.